play here. Really tight formations, both sides. A tight trips right, single receiver left. And here it is. Here's the pressure on Bardwaj. He gets it off. He's got a guy. It's caught. Bobby and Sarah coming across the middle. And they saw the blitz coming, and Sarah went over where the linebackers usually are, and he took it all the way to the, looks like the 38 of the pile. So Augie moves the sticks again. First and 10, 206 and counting here. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash. And I believe that's DeJoya still in the game. And Bardwell, no, it's Tyler Ravelli back in.
Timeout here.
There's a timeout being called. Water break maybe? 155 left here. I don't know what the situation is. I don't see a flag.
Oh, I see a referee timeout. I don't know.
I do see a big 310-pound offensive lineman, a sophomore from Normal, named Zion Williams coming in for the Vikings. And as we learned in the last game, Illinois Wesleyan does not recruit any local players from Bloomington Normal. And there's got to be a lot of good high school football there. And this big fellow that just came in for the Vikes. Twins right, single receiver left. They fake the handoff. He's looking downfield. He's got time. He's got a guy, but it's
intercepted.
That's A.J. Moore.
Come on.
Going to the 35, brought down at the 37.
Wow.
Wow.
Ran it back about 30 yards.
You know, it was essentially a nice punt by Bardwaj. Turned into a dangerous return.
Well, there's that turnover we've been talking about.
That's the first turnover of the game for the Piles. And
that might be
52 got shaken up there after the play, and it was way back. I don't know if there was a little scrum there or a little extracurricular activity, but he's pretty upset. That's Daniel Skold, a fifth-year senior. He was lying down there for a second, so I don't know what happened. But the good news is what looked like another dangerous Viking threat.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about with Bardwaj's accuracy right there. Like,
he
overshot his receiver by a lot,
he was
well covered. Twins right, single receiver left. It's Coleman, handoff from the left to the right. But
there's nothing.
Oh, Augie sniffs it out, and that's going to be a big loss. So big credit. So, Cole Romano again with help from Nick Hogan sniffing that out. So, that's a second and a 15. But if we remember, we converted on third and 18. So, maybe we should lose three more on this next run. What do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, sure. That's the plan, Don.
Well, as long as you got Eichstadt out there. And then they go into that soft coverage, that prevent defense. Why not?
Well,
Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the right hash here. Coleman on, Raby's right. Raby gets the snap. Got a guy over the middle. And they get that yardage back and a couple more, setting up a third and 8. And that was J.R. Muth. And Raby threw that perfect because there were three Augies on Muth there. Three Vikings.
There were. Their coverage is good.
So it's a good thing he reeled that in, because if it pops or bounces, that's a pick six. So it's a manageable third and about 8. Ball is on the 41 of the Pios here. Twins left, single receiver right. Ball on the right hash here. No, Twins right. Twin packages both sides. Coleman on, Raby's right here. 13 seconds left in the half, and they might just let the clock run out. Nope, they're going to take it. They got a guy. It's cut. That's Jared.
He's got some
tackle. He picks another tackle. He's got some blocking from Eichstadt. 20, 15. Finally pushed out to the 14. J.R. Muth with a huge yak. Little shaken up there on the hit near the sidelines. He's kind of holding his left shoulder there, but boy. Oh, there's a flag. I think it's a late hit.
Oh.
Let's see. I don't know. It could have been something said by the Pioneers, too, to the refs. And again, cooler heads, gentlemen. I know it's a hot day out there, but I don't like the timing of that flag, because I think something might have been said that they thought a late hit should have been called. And Muth made a great play on the catch,
but then
also breaking the tackle at midfield. He was already in first down territory, and he moved the ball all the way to the, I think it's the 16, but let's see what, are they picking up the flag here?
I don't know.
They might just pick that up.
The ump is.
It could have been a bench warning, maybe.
He's looking that way, like he's going to walk something off towards the goal line, which would help.
That would really help a lot. So maybe it was, unsportsmanlike conduct on the defense. So,
well, okay.
You know, again, it's okay to have a bitter rivalry into, but
this is really going to help the Piles.
Yeah.
Puts them right,
Well, and this is where we need to see. We didn't see it in this last red zone situation at the end of the first half. We need to see some power in the trenches there and move the ball. Jackson Case in the game now. We're lining up a trips left that includes Keon Miller, Austin Eichstead in the middle flank, and then split wide is Josh Hill. No receivers right, and a timeout is called here. No, that's the end of the quarter.
That's the end of the quarter. Yep.
So after three quarters, a scoreless quarter, which has been rare in Carroll football, Pioneers hanging on to a 16-10 lead, but they are at the 8-yard line. And stick around for an exciting fourth quarter here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to live coverage from WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM on the Civic Media Radio Network. And you can find us on the Civic Media app, which is so cool and easy to use. Even I like it and use it. So anyway, Don and I are down here in Rock Island, Illinois, watching the Augustana College Vikings against Carroll University Pioneers. It's a really great defensive battle.
Sure,
I know
is.
It's not as exciting as sometimes as back and forth offensive stuff we get a chance to see. But man, this is a great football game, Don.
It sure is. Yeah, we finally saw our first defensive turnover from the Pios. Big interception there by A.J. Moore on a long pass.
Yeah.
And, returns to the 37, and then we finally saw some great open field running. J.R. Muth caught it at about, I think it was like the 35 or 40 to get us the first down yardage we needed, and then he broke a tackle, and he ran to his right and followed some great blocking all the way to the 16, and with a penalty, we're starting the ball at the 9-yard line, 8-yard line, excuse me, first and goal here. Ball on the right hash, single receivers both sides. Fakes to Jackson Case. Raby looking to his right, rolls out. He's got a guy. Oh!
Good
Raby
coverage.
Raby couldn't hang on to it. Yep, there was
really
good
close.
Coverage and a good hit to finish him off.
Yeah, that was
excellent. Caden Eller on that.
No, excuse me,
Toby Split. There's a good name for you, Toby Split.
Yeah.
Splitting up that.
You just
look like another Eichstead touchdown here as we see Keon Miller coming in for Reed Breckheimer.
You just get the feel if they score here. They really kind of break the back. Here,
I sure hope so, but I you can't count this Augustana offense out here. Trips left, Case on Raby's left, Hancock in a right wing. He's on the line here, right tight end, and Raby looking to his left. He's going to the corner to Eichstead again, and again good coverage. I thought it was on target, it was a little too long there. But Johnny Breeden, who really made a name for himself in that Wheaton game, we have an injury timeout, and it looks like number 75 for our beloved Pios.
It'd be Joey Cole.
Joey Cole, yep. The 6'2 junior from Manteno, Illinois. And getting some help from a teammate before Steve Staub comes out. So...
give the Pios a chance to think this one over.
Yep. Max Katsinos was kind of giving some first aid there before the center, Max Katsinos, before Steve Staub got out there. Yeah, so that's going to make it second down. There's 49 counting here. Third down, excuse me.
Yeah, so, you know, they started out first and nine, and they've had a couple attempts back in the corner.
That's
balls.
That's right, there's two incomplete passes. Sorry about that, yep. Coach Buda came out to talk to the ref about something at midfield, so he's upset about something. He thought maybe there was a hold there on Eichstead, perhaps, as Eichstead was going to the corner. So.
Yeah.
John, go. Yeah.
The coverage from these Vikings on
it's been solid.
Has really been
something
to talk about because, man, these guys are good. You know,
so Johnny, I'm calling.
I hate to say it.
If I'm, if I can put the call in for Carroll, I'm rolling Raby out left.
Yeah.
And just seeing if he can run it if there's nobody there. I think,
like, take an option. Like, you can spread those guys out and get an option. Have someone contain on the left and then run it in.
Yeah.
I mean, Raby's fast.
He sure is.
You know? So I agree with your call there, Don. I think we could probably have a good shot at scoring here.
Yep.
And if it gets close down to the 1 or 2 yard line, you know, Buddha probably goes for it, don't you think?
You know, I'm not sure, because a field goal is going to give you a 2-score lead. And this late in the game, too, I think you got to kind of have some faith. But I do like that if you don't get it, you pin Augustana deep, and they're not going to take a lot of chances here. So it could go either way. Twin packages, both sides, ball in the right hash. Raby's looking to his right. He's looking to run. Now he's back to passing. He's got a guy. Oh, almost intercepted, but dropped. He was going for Reichstad. And Oregon was there in the coverage, and he's pretty upset at himself. He had a pick in the end zone, which would have set
Cole
Bordwaj and company up nicely at the 20 or 25, actually. Yeah.
So, Mr. Mojo would have been rising for those guys.
So, again, well.
Here comes Laurent.
Yep. So, and that's why I forgot to mention it at halftime. Johnny, is like, our guy's got to score from midfield, yards after catch. Because Augustan is stingy there in the short field. And the kick is up. And it's good.
All right, another 3 points.
So with 14:38 remaining in the game, it's the Pioneers 19 and the Vikings of Augustana 10. We'll be right back after this quick 30-second commercial. Anya, take it away.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to live coverage of the Carroll University Pioneers against the Augustana College Vikings. And we've got a score of 19-10, and the Pios are ahead. This is a back-and-forth thing, so it ain't over yet, folks. We got a little duking
out. If this were baseball, Johnny, it'd be a 1-0 score, 2-1, knowing how prolific these offenses are, especially our Pios.
Right.
These teams have averaged over 50 points as Jacob Laurent goes to kick it off, and it looks like a deep one. They're going to let it go for a touchback, thankfully.
Yeah,
that was Braden Smith back there, and even he knew better.
Yeah.
As dangerous as he is.
He's a slippery Jekiah, I think, that he can really run that ball back on those returns. So the Vikings are doing everything right, but they're just not getting the breaks.
Nope.
You know, and the Pios are doing everything right.
They're doing,
and they're getting a few breaks.
Both defenses in the short field and the red zone. Yeah. Like I said, the red zone's been the kiss of death for both of these offenses.
Yeah.
They got to figure out, both teams, how to score from further out. Get these guys in space. Create some more one-on-one matchups here.
So these next two drives are going to be important. So,
twins right, single receiver left. Running back, I believe, is Ravelli. He moves over to the right now. Bardwaj, he's going to get the handoff, Eric. Some good. No, wow.
Nothing.
Oh, almost broke out of that.
Almost broke out of it, but he got met.
Boy,
a
slew of Pioneers.
Yeah.
With number 99 on that takedown there.
Good play defense.
For the Pios.
Loving that.
And I got to go to the – that's Abe Stockwell, the junior from Owatonna, Minnesota, finishing off. But that was an all-D effort, linemen and linebackers converging, sniffing the play out beautifully. So second and 10 here. Tight formations, twins right, single receiver left. Ravelli moves over to Boardwatch's left. Pass play. They got a guy over the middle. It's caught. He breaks one tackle. He breaks another.
He's faking him out.
Brought out at midfield there by Reed Foster in the main tackle there, number Elliot Miller there. But, you know, they had Ravelli going out into the flat, and he was covered beautifully.
Bobby and Sarah just really faked
And they sent in Sarah out, underneath. So that was a great, another well-designed play.
Yes, it was.
Trips right. No receivers left. Double tight ends. Double tight end left. Actually, no, I'm sorry, just tight end left. And DeJoy is back in. He's on Cole Boardwatch's right. Under the Boardwatch. Time is 13:21 and counting here. Piles leading 19-10. Quick screen. Out to Insera again. Good blocking, but Piles sniffed this one a little bit better. It's a 5-yard gain. And that was number 20. What's that number there? Number 26 for the Piles, coming all the way from the right side.
They have been making that play.
Johnny, what, no, sorry.
All day.
Caleb Lowney on that. So it's second and 5. Clock winding, 13:06. Piles leading, 19-10. Twins left, single receiver right, wing left. And the tailback, which I believe is DeJoya. They give DeJoya there on a draw, and he gets up big hole up the middle for first down and then some. Finally brought down at the 30.
Huge gain.
That was big. Jim Clem hanging on there at the feet with a couple other Piles helping out. So they move the chains again. Ball at the 30. Clock running, 12:44. Twins left, wing left, single receiver right. DeJoya on Boardwatch's right, the boardwalk. And again, I think here it is. It's going to go to DeJoya again up the middle, off tackle, and he breaks out and gets a couple more yards. They should have had him closer to the line, but he turns a 1 or 2 yard gain into a 3 or 4 here. Clock continues to run, 12-12.
There's a flag.
There is a flag here. What's this about?
Vikings are saying it's on the Piles. I saw something at the end there.
And again, Coach Buda comes out into the field to talk to the ref about it, wants an explanation. So you hope that it's not the 15-yard variety.
It's hard to give them anything when they're so close here and they're driving.
It sure is.
It's just painful to watch.
Jordan Pfeffer back in the game for the Piles there in the
D-line. See what the ref's got to say.
Yep. Yeah, they're going to move that. That could be a 15-yarder. So, again, that's
the 10-yard variety.
Three. It's 15. Going. Yeah. So that's. Yeah. Yep. So, Tim Nelson, the starter from Racine Lutheran, the junior, you know, somebody at that, an upperclassman, you know, you expect a lot more. So that's the third. I believe the third I've counted on the Piles. There's been one or two. An Augie. So good news is for the Pio defense is it's a shorter field to defend. No, now they're moving it back. So
I'm moving it back.
No, it's just going to be 10 yards. Or maybe they miscounted.
It was the 10-yard variety.
I think they had it from the spot of where the play ended. I guess it's got to be
I don't know, but they're in the red zone here.
Yeah, they're at the 18 or 17. Twins left, single receiver right. DeJoya on Boardwatch's right. He's looking to the end zone. He's got time. He hits a guy in the flat. Oh! Hang on to him. Good tackle there by Elliot Miller.
6-yard gain. Looks like we've got an
injured player. 6-yard gain, and that's Jordan Vesse, who caught the touchdown, who's shaken up on that. And he's still sitting. They're going to help him up, but he's going to have to come out. He's got help from a teammate. Bobby and Sarah coming out. Now he's walking out on his own. That's a good sign. But, you got kind of tackled there. It was a good job by Boardwatch. Everyone was covering the end zone, and he got a good 6 or 7 there. Out of Vesse. Clock stops, 11:42 remaining. I'm sure it'll start up again. It'll be 2nd and 4. Yep, 11:38 and counting. And Carroll trying to keep the Vikings out of the end zone. Right now we got Twins right, ball in the left hash. Single receiver left, tight end left. DeJoya on Boardwatch's right. Timeout is called now. And that'll be Augie's going to call a timeout here. So maybe time was running out in the clock, or maybe they saw an opportunity or something they didn't like. But
I think there's a miscommunication there with the quarterback and something. He's got his irons like, you know, what did I do?
Could have been. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody wasn't on the right page there.
I'll tell you this, Johnny. After throwing that interception, you know, Boardwatch might be a little, you think perhaps he could be a little
gun-shy. Yeah.
He's a senior, but it's a first-year starter. So,
yeah. And he's up against a tough defense.
Yeah, much like his own, yeah.
There's a little back and forth thing going on here.
Really is.
This short pass stuff that they're making, it's just been going on all day, and I sure would like to see somebody get a bobbled pass and maybe a pick or something.
Sure, like we did against North Park. Well, right. I think that's, if I'm Augie, I'm throwing underneath the coverage there.
Yeah,
I keep hitting because
especially they keep giving it to him.
If DeJoy is open or if Ravelli's out there, those are big guys that if they can get the ball at the 7 or 8 yard line, they get the first down. But they can power that into the end zone. Yeah, they can still get a first down here because the ball's at the 11 yard line here on a big 2nd and 4. Only got 2 downs to work with as well. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end left. DeJoy on. He's looking for the end zone. He's got a guy. Touchdown, Augie. A corner pattern. And that's a new number we're calling for Augie, number 84. Sean Slansler, the freshman junior from Plainfield. What a big moment for him and his family. As it's now soon going to be a two-point game. If Sydney Maroon can cash this extra point. So great, good pass by Boardwatch, and only the receiver could get that. The kick is up, and it's good. And again, with 11-12 left in the game, it's the Pioneers 19 and the host nation Vikings of Augustana 17. We'll be right back after these messages. Anya, take it away.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the action. Here are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And you can find us on the Civic Media app. We are at the Augustana College watching the Vikings in Rock Island against Carroll University, and they just scored a touchdown. So we have guests 19, that's us, the Piles, and the Vikings at 17. So we're getting ready for a kickoff. This is quite the battle we got going on, Don.
It sure is, Johnny. And if you're just joining us, these two normally high-scoring teams are in a real dogfight with a score 19-17. The Vikings just scored their second touchdown of the game after only putting up 10 points in the first half. And all the Pioneers have is a field goal of this half. So really looking for some big things here from Josh Raby and company as Sydney Maroon kicks it off for the Vikings. It's going to be fielded by Josh Hill at the 11. He's going to go up the middle. He's got a little space, breaks one tackle, and finally brought down at the 29. And please report no flags on the field. So Pioneers will start with some decent field position there.
Yeah, I've got a little breathing room. It's out to the 30.
11:06 remaining in the game, and the Pios need a big answer here, Johnny.
They do. I would love to see a sustained drive for a TD.
And at this point, you know, knowing how fast they can score, I'll take a TD on this play if they can do it. If they can get Eichstad or any of these guys in space. Keon Miller is in the game. He's on the right side in a flanker spot with Josh Hill. Eichstad all alone on the left. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right. Raby gets the snap. Gives to Coleman on the left. Coleman got a little room. He pushes forward. Not much. Maybe gets a couple yards there. Great, great pursuit. Great response by the Augie defense. And that was number 6, Ryan Prell. Or no, excuse me, David Vaynerman finishing off Coleman there. So they're calling it 2nd and 9 here from the 30, from the 30 here. Twins right, single receiver left. Raby's looking to his left. He's got a guy. It's caught.
What a
catch. Wow. Austin Eichstad over the DB to get that.
You know, just and that was excellent.
That, yeah, who's on the coverage there? Is that Nick Harper?
Number 10.
Oh, number 10, a different guy for Augie. Michael Alvarado. Michael Alvarado on that coverage.
Oh, yeah, because he got the double numbers going
on
here.
Yeah, again, that's I want to bring that to Congress, Johnny.
Well, you should.
So, again, twins right, single receiver left. We've got tight end, I think that's Hancock in the wing. And Coleman on Raby's right. It's going to go to Coleman up the middle. And he pushes forward for a respectable 3 or 4 yards there.
Right.
So, ball will, as they are now officially in Augie territory there, ball at the 46. Yeah, they're going to call that a four-yard gain. So it's second and six. Clock continues to wind, 9:44. Augie looking to add to their 19-17 lead, and this time more than a field goal.
That's the Pios looking to add.
I'm sorry, the Pios. Yep, sorry, Johnny.
That's okay.
I want to see if you're paying attention.
Yeah, well, I saw what you did there.
Crowd on his feet here. Second and seven. Twins right, single receiver left. Coleman on Raby's right. Left tight end wing. Raby gets a snap. He gets a
go for
out.
It.
He's got some room. He's going to run. There is a flag down. He's got a first down and then some. He slides at about the 30. But that may come back. Let's see. Now, where this flag is lined up, it could be a defensive holding, maybe.
Yeah, it could
maybe.
Be a defensive.
Let's see if they
was over on the receiver.
They're moving the chains, yep. Which is a good sign.
Rattling sound.
Yeah. Great job by Raby recognizing the wide open field.
He should have been doing more of that today.
Move the chains. Said, rattle. Yeah.
You know,
yes, well,
options.
It's got to happen now with how well the Augie secondary has been playing, for
yeah.
sure.
I just think that play, so, I think I've seen opportunities yep. like that today more than once. Yep. But, you know, I'm up in the booth.
There you go.
I'm not down on the field or coaching, but, you know, yep. It just seems like there was a time or two where he could have done that.
There you go. Twins left, single receiver right, ball at the 30-yard line. First down, Augie looking to add to a – Carroll looking to add to a 19-17 lead. 8:58 and counting. It's a handoff to Coleman on the right. Oh, beautifully strung out there, number 39 from the outside linebacker spot. Ruckus Hunkins, one of the best names in the game. He made a very athletic play getting
he
around
really
the block.
Did.
And
That block was
really tripping up with his arm. Did a great job.
Was there, but boy, did he fight him off.
That's going to be in the Augie highlight reel. Twins right, single receiver left. That makes it second and 12 here. 8:27 and counting. Coleman on Raby's left. Raby looking downfield. He's got a guy almost intercepted, but it's caught. Awesome.
Yeah, he gave it to him.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was almost picked off.
He reeled it in. It was, but great concentration by Eichstad. Looked like Brooks Robinson snagging that in. Obviously, one of the great legends we lost this week. So it's a third and four situation there. Got it 8 yards on that.
That Johnny Breeden from the Augies way, if he would have caught that,
boy, he almost
been
went yard
points.
On that, yeah. So, Twins right, Eichstad alone on the left. Reed Breckheimer on a right wing. Coleman on Raby's right. 7:38, 19-17 in favor of the Pios.
Got to get this play in.
Over the fabled Augustana. Timeout is called. And I think that'll be Carroll calling that one.
I don't know.
How many does that give them left here? Two left for Carroll. Let's see, but hey, you know, this is an important drive, so I respect the call. 7:33 remaining